Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's expected that video game characters, like any other fictional folk, undergo meaningful developments over the course of their journey, whether they're heroes or villains. But sometimes this development is a little more literal, a little more physical, and a little more, gross than what we expect. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game transformations nobody saw coming. Number 10, Titan Joker, Batman, Arkham Asylum. Given that the Joker isn't exactly the most physically imposing foe in Batman's rogues gallery, Arkham Asylum developers Rocksteady had to get creative when designing the game's final boss battle against the clown prince of crime himself. Rather than play to the character's strengths, or I guess lack thereof when it comes to his physical strength anyway, they made the totally unexpected and highly divisive decision to have the Joker chug an overdose of the Titan mutagen in a last-ditch attempt to kill the Caped Crusader. As such, the Joker we know and love is transformed into a gigantic hulking shirtless brute with ripped trousers who looks more like the Hulk than his namesake. Complete with a ridiculous mohawk haircut, by the way, ran counter to the game's generally more subdued and restrained atmosphere. It doesn't help that the subsequent boss fight is the least interesting and creative in the entire game either, suggesting that Rocksteady ran out of generally good ideas for how to stage a satisfying climactic battle between the iconic hero and villain. Number 9, The Boy Joins the Huddle, Inside. Playdead's Inside is one of the most beautiful and unforgettable video game experiences of the last decade, period. This subtle yet richly atmospheric puzzle platformer follows an unnamed boy protagonist as he traverses a dystopian landscape and eventually discovers the Huddle, a large fleshy blob monster seemingly comprised of dozens of human beings. It's not long before the boy himself is dragged towards the Huddle and helplessly pulled into its form, becoming part of its mass before staging a violent rampage while escaping its laboratory confinement. Given that the game ends without any salvation for the boy while also suggesting that his transformation is permanent, it's completely terrifying to imagine him being subsumed into a spongy expanse of skin and limbs forevermore. Number 8, Cyborg Ninja Raiden, Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. Few video game characters have been received with as much vitriol as Raiden, the secret protagonist of Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty, who was sneakily subbed in to replace Solid Snake by Hideo Kojima for the majority of the game. Fans expecting to play another Snake adventure unsurprisingly didn't respond kindly to Raiden, widely mocking his whiny voice and rookie status, despite the fact that he was a pretty fun character to play as overall. I mean, he could do these pretty cool cartwheel jumps around the level, which Solid Snake couldn't do, I'll tell you that. Even so, Kojima took the hostile reaction on board and planned a shocking redemption arc for Raiden in Metal Gear Solid 4 Guns of the Patriots. In a move nobody could have seen coming, Raiden showed up in the game with a radical new redesign, now wearing a cybernetic exoskeleton and fashioning himself as a badass cyborg ninja in a clear homage to Grey Fox. As it turns out, in the game, Raiden's head and spine were grafted onto an exoskeletal body by the Patriots, while his blood was replaced with a special white blood. Ultimately, Raiden's transformation was well received by fans, enough so that he also got another game where he starred, this time as the ninja, with the consensus being that a punching bag character had been successfully reimagined as a hero to root for. Number 7, Necromorph Franco Dalil, Dead Space 2. Poor Franco. Dead Space 2 certainly didn't waste any time throwing players back into the fray, as protagonist Isaac Clarke wakes up on the space station The Sprawl while being attended to by Franco. But within a matter of moments, this guy is impaled through the head and chest by an infector necromorph. He then begins a nauseating transformation into a necromorph himself, spouting tendrils out of his back before his face grotesquely splits apart, as depicted in up-close and personal fashion. It is just... ew. Granted, this is just the beginning of what Isaac has to endure during the game's harrowing, anxiety-inducing opening sequence, but seeing a friendly human character be instantaneously stripped of their humanity in ultra-violent fashion sure was a shocker. As video game sequels that tell players we mean business okay from the outset go, few have pulled it off more effectively than this. Number 6, Reptile Mech Gen, Prey. 2006's Prey is a criminally underappreciated FPS with some neat gameplay mechanics and a totally unique atmosphere. The most memorable part of the game, however, may well be the both depressing and unexpected fate of protagonist Tommy's girlfriend, Jen. Though Jen is kidnapped by aliens at the start of the game, it was reasonable to assume that Tommy would find a way to save her by the game's end, and yet, sadly, he doesn't. When Tommy finally discovers Jen aboard the alien ship, she's housed within a strange extraterrestrial pod and complains that she can't feel her legs. When the pod finally opens, Tommy learns that Jen's upper torso has been grafted onto a revolting reptilian alien creature's lower torso. A boss fight then ensues in which the Jen monster hybrid attacks Tommy, forcing him to defeat the abomination. Though Tommy vows to save Jen following the fight, she makes it clear there's nothing to be done, asking him to just put her out of her misery, which he does. So yeah, talk about a bummer, and one few could have surely seen coming when Jen was first snatched by those aliens. Number 5, Frank Fontaine, Bioshock. One of Bioshock's several mind-melting plot twists is that Atlas, the revolutionary who helped guide player character Jack throughout the game, is actually Frank Fontaine, the primary antagonist who faked his own death and assumed the Atlas persona, allowing him to hide in plain sight. Once Fontaine's ruse is revealed and Jack heads up to his lab to take him on in the game's final boss fight, we see that Fontaine has pumped himself with massive amounts of the genetic altering material known as Adam, which has resulted in him being turned into an unrecognizable, bemuscled brute. Not entirely unlike Arkham Asylum, Bioshock's final boss fight is often held up to be the worst part of the game, largely due to the fact that an interesting character is basically reduced to a generic hulking Goliath. Still, it's certainly a drastic transformation from his regular human appearance, and let's face it, who saw this coming? Number 4, Photoshop Flowey, Undertale. Right at the start of Undertale, players are introduced to Flowey, the seemingly cute sentient flower who familiarizes them with the game's mechanics. And though he reveals his true antagonistic nature moments later, it isn't until the very end of the game that his nauseating final form makes itself seen. At the end of the neutral route, Flowey will absorb the 6 bottled human souls and transform into Photoshop Flowey, aka Omega Flowey, a stomach-churning, intentionally Republic fusion of giant flower with tendril-like plant appendages, human organs, a TV display, and machine entrails. Perhaps more than any other transformation on this list, Photoshop Flowey's sheer appearance triggers the visceral, primal, kill it with fire disgust in our lizard brains, such that we're all too eager to put him out of his misery in the balmy boss fight that follows. As much as Undertale quickly taught us to expect the unexpected, this was on a whole other level. Number 3, Lisbeth, the Bugsnax monster. Bugsnax. Bugsnax revolves around the player's search for disgraced explorer Lisbeth Megafig, who has vanished while exploring the mysterious exotic Snacktooth Island. Though Lisbeth's various video diaries confirm her cute appearance consistent with the world's other characters, that all changes when players finally discover her whereabouts at the game's end. See, Lisbeth has been transformed into a gigantic spider-like Bugsnax monster, whereby her various body parts can shift into different types of Bugsnax at a moment's notice. Between this and Lisbeth's subsequent reveal that Bugsnax are actually parasites is a shocking and really quite unsettling body horror twist on a game marketed primarily on the basis of its bright colors and generally cutesy aesthetic. While some did theorize pre-release that Bugsnax might harbor a darker undercurrent, nobody could have possibly predicted that Lisbeth would end up turning into a deeply unnerving Bugsnax beast. Number 2, Mutant Pierce Nivens, Resident Evil 6. We could write an entire list, and probably will write an entire list to be honest, based entirely on grotesque transformations from the Resident Evil series. Though, the most shocking one that truly takes the cake, well, that's Piers Niven's in Resident Evil 6. I know, I'm surprised as well. While arguably the very weakest entry in the mainline series, RE6 nevertheless got fans' pulses racing when Chris Redfield's partner Piers was gravely wounded by a BOW. In a last-ditch effort to help Chris escape, Piers ends up injecting himself with the C-virus, allowing him to turn the tide against the final boss with his newly sprouted bioelectric mutant appendage. After besting this creature though, Pierce's mutation continues all the while Chris preps an escape pod out of the underwater base. Growing more inhuman and knowing that he'll soon lose all control, Pierce pushes Chris into the pod and launches it out of the base. Pierce then stays behind and sacrifices himself both to ensure Chris makes it safely off the base and to destroy the base itself once he's clear. So yeah, say what you will about the game overall, but this transformation was both genuinely surprising and even a little bit affecting. Number 1, the survivor becomes a soft jelly thing. I have no mouth and I must scream. This adaptation of Harlan Ellison's 1967 short story of the same name is a fascinating point-and-click sci-fi adventure game set in a dystopian world where an AI overlord called AM has wiped out humanity save for just 5 people. AM has kept these 5 alive over 100 years while torturing them and forces each to embark on a quest he has created tailored specifically to their own fears. Ah, he's a right bastard, isn't he? Disney, but the majority of the game's endings result in the last played character receiving an utterly skin-crawling punishment from AM. That being that they're turned into a vile, quote-unquote, great soft jelly thing with rubbery appendages for limbs, no mouth, and eye sockets filled with fog. As such, the survivor can't do much of anything but spend the rest of eternity with an essentially immortal, unkillable AM, while also being incapable of even killing themselves and ending their own miserable existence. It truly is a fate more excruciatingly horrifying than dying, and though the game's title hints at the transformation in plain sight, nobody who hadn't read the short story could have seen things turning out quite this way.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.